Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Tiziana Deering. Attorney General Maura Healey is suing the e-cigarette retailer Juul. She announced the suit earlier today, and she's on the line now to tell us why. Attorney General Healey, welcome back to Radio Boston.
Oh, good to be with you.
So why are you suing Juul?
Well, Juul's a company that made billions of dollars from getting kids addicted, and specifically getting kids addicted to e-cigarettes. We filed a lawsuit this morning against Juul following an extensive investigation that showed from the outset, from the time Juul came to market in 2015, it launched with the intention of targeting young people. They wanted to create a new class of users, and they launched with a really extensive campaign that used everything from celebrities to social media influencers. They were purchasing ad space on websites for kids, actually. And we also uncovered that the fact that they were selling and shipping e-cigarettes to kids who were underage in Massachusetts.
So we took them to court. So you launched this investigation. There's been some other reporting and other lawsuits, like one in California, alleging that Juul marketed to minors. What new did you learn about Juul's practices in your investigation?
Well, a lot is new. First of all, we learned for the very first time that Juul hired a ad company that created one set of ads directed at an older audience and then rejected that and used instead another ad campaign that was directed exclusively towards young people. Juul, we learned, went about recruiting fashion role models, people who influence young people. They targeted these celebrities. They targeted ads using these celebrities in their ads, and the ads themselves were placed on websites that were meant for kids. No other investigation has uncovered in this much detail the evidence we have showing that Juul systematically and very intentionally targeted young people in its advertising. And sadly, their efforts worked, because today in Massachusetts, 1 in 3 Massachusetts high schoolers have used an e-cigarette, probably a Juul, in the past month. Teenagers right now in our state are 16 times more likely to be Juul users than people even in their 20s. So I think most parents, school administrators, medical professionals understand that this is a public health crisis we're doing. And today we called out Juul based on our investigation, because they are the company that created this market, and they are the entity that needs to be held accountable.
So in a statement to WBUR, Juul said that they're working, quote, on earning the trust of society. They also said that they stopped the sale of most flavored pods, halted all TV, print, and digital advertising, did more to curb underage use of their products. They emphasize that their customer base is 1 billion adult smokers, and they, quote, do not intend to attract underage users, end quote. Have they made positive steps forward to combat youth vaping? These are steps they're taking.
No, absolutely not. And in fact, you know, here's what's really troubling. We uncovered in an email that a Juul customer service representative was writing back and forth to a teenager here in Massachusetts. And that customer, that Juul employee, was telling that teenager how to order and where to have it shipped to in Massachusetts so he could get around the age verification law. So that's just an example of many examples that show just how intent Juul was at creating this market for young people. Again, at the very beginning, Juul designed this to attract and appeal to young people. That has continued. And really, you know, so much damage has been done. As you think about, you know, what's happened to kids and families around this state, and that's why we took the strong action that we've taken. Juul needs to stop advertising and selling its products to kids. And if Juul can't do that, then they shouldn't be operating in our state.
Attorney General Healey, you said earlier today that Juul got, quote, an entire generation, end quote, addicted to nicotine. That is a lot to put on one company. They are not the only e-cigarette manufacturer out there.
Well, that's true, but Juul controls 75% of the market. And remember, Juul's a company that's now owned 35% by Altria, the formerly known as Philip Morris, and basically they've ripped a page from Big Tobacco. Juul has 75% of the market. There are other entities out there. In fact, I've sued them to shut down their bad practices, most recently suing 8 companies that were illegally selling online over the Internet to kids here in Massachusetts. But Juul created this whole epidemic, and as I say, today controls 75% of the market.
So
they need to be held accountable for what they have done and how they've looked to exploit the health and well-being of our young people.
Let's talk about that, because you did sue some other companies, including Eon Smoke, for marketing and selling nicotine vaping products to minors. And you have detailed that there were stores in Massachusetts that we know were illegally selling to minors. This sounds like a vertical structural set of failures or breakdowns on multiple levels, not just with one company.
Well, I guess there were failures with different companies and stores out there. However, no one has the failures along the lines of Juul. When you talk about retail stores, I'll tell you what Juul did. Juul was going into retail stores here in Massachusetts and identifying which stores were selling to underage kids. Did they report it? Did they shut them down? Did they stop shipping product to those stores? No, they continued. And as I say, Juul was the first to come to market in 2015 with a campaign focused on young people. The result here in Massachusetts and, frankly, all across this country is that we have young people who would never have picked up a regular cigarette, now juuling and vaping. And, it's so sad. I talk to so many parents and families. You've got kids who are getting disciplined in school, suspended, getting kicked off sports teams, and really struggling with addiction issues that they need treatment for today. And that's just sad. And it's particularly sad and galling when you know it was calculated and intentional on the part of a few executives looking to make a boatload of money pretty quickly.
So let me
they did a very successful job doing just that. Juul executives took home, Juul as a company took home $3.3 billion in 1 year alone.
Let me just jump in here. I do want to ask you, why do this now? The FDA is investigating e-cigarette companies for marketing to minors. There have been other lawsuits, like a lawsuit in California against Juul. Why does Massachusetts need to bring its own lawsuit now?
Because nobody's brought the lawsuit that we've brought. First off, FDA hasn't done anything. FDA's been asleep at the switch the whole time. The other lawsuits, I commend my other states for the lawsuits they brought, but nobody actually did the investigation that they did, that we did, and we've told the story in really extensive detail with emails, documents, ads, and we took a lot of depositions and testimony from employees, former employees, I should say, under oath. And so that's why this action is being brought now, because it's the result of an extensive investigation, and we feel very confident about pursuing Juul in court. In the meantime, I hope that, all of us have a better understanding of exactly what this company did as a result of our telling the story and explaining that in our complaint filed here today in Massachusetts State Superior Court.
Just briefly, Attorney General, Dr. Michael Siegel is a researcher and professor at Boston University School of Public Health. He said he was disturbed by the allegations you detailed in your lawsuit about young smokers today, but he has been an advocate for adult use of these products as a way to stop smoking cigarettes. Any concern that if you go after Juul in this way, you're cutting off an avenue for adult smokers who may find this a safer and more viable alternative to combustible cigarettes?
Yeah, this really isn't about smoking cessation, and Juul was not about getting adults to stop smoking. It was about getting kids to start vaping. And, if you really want to look at the science of this, Juul delivers nicotine at a far greater punch than a regular cigarette. Adults can make the decisions that they need to make for themselves, but we're not going to stand by as an attorney general's office and let our young people get poisoned, let them get addicted, and let them be taken advantage of in this way. And so I think that the entire health profession, medical profession, the pediatricians that we work with, everyone is squarely on the side of recognizing this as a public health crisis, and the fact that companies like Juul need to be held accountable and need to stop doing things that hurt young people.
That is Attorney General Maura Healey. Attorney General, thanks for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Hey, great to be with you.
Listening with us here in the studio is WBUR Bostonomics reporter Zeninger Enwemeka, who's been following this story. Hey, there's Zeninger.
Hi.
So let me just ask you your reactions to what you just heard. Did you hear anything different from the Attorney General this afternoon than you heard this morning?
What I heard was Healey really doubling down on her announcement this morning. I mean, she's really taking aim at Juul here. She sees this company as basically ground zero for the teen vaping epidemic, the catalyst, if you will. Now, as you mentioned in your question to her, that there are other vape companies, but Juul really is the largest. And we've even seen tobacco companies buying a stake in Juul. So somewhat of an indication that even cigarette manufacturers are seeing how popular vaping has become.
You heard the Attorney General say to me that this lawsuit is different. Nobody's brought the lawsuit that Massachusetts is bringing, but there have been other lawsuits. How significant do you think this one is, and how big of an impact do you think it could have?
It will certainly have an impact in Massachusetts. I mean, Juul has faced several lawsuits from school districts, from public health organizations, other states. This lawsuit will have more of a direct impact on folks in Massachusetts. Healey is really seeking money and damages for the people who have been hurt by Juul's practices. And she mentioned that statistic of 1 in 3 high school students in Massachusetts using e-cigarettes in the past month. And that is really what her focus is trying to get some sort of recourse for those individuals.
So you were at her press conference today. Have you heard any responses to the lawsuit in the last couple hours?
Yes. Well, at that same press conference, Healey was flanked by several public health advocates, even a group of teens who have been impacted by vaping as she announced this lawsuit this morning. I spoke with Emma Tigerman, who was at the press conference. She's 19 and has struggled with an addiction to vaping. She says it's everywhere.
It was just accessible as someone who is youthful. There were dealers that were, illegally distributing it within my school even, and also through smoke shops. And it was the new trend. It was almost like owning an iPhone.
Quite the statement there. And, those in the public health space are also reacting to this lawsuit. You referenced Dr. Michael Siegel, yeah, a researcher and professor at Boston University School of Public Health. He says he knew Juul's products were popular with minors, but it was possible that that was due to some sort of organic marketing. But he says these allegations bring this to a whole new level.
That kind of sets a very different picture than this just being something where, it just kind of became popular among youth without the company really knowing about it or playing any role. So I think that these allegations are really disturbing.
So in our last few seconds here, Zeninger, what comes next?
Well, we should expect to hear more from Juul and see how they respond to this case. We'll sort of have to wait and see how the lawsuit moves forward and if there's a settlement reached. I'll also throw out an interesting note here is that Healey's predecessor, Martha Coakley, works at Juul. And I would be very interested and curious to see if there's any statement or comment that she has there.
Well, we'll keep watching it with you. That's WBUR's Zeninger Enwemeka. Thanks.
Thank you.
Hey, stay tuned. There's more ahead. I'm Tiziana Deering. This is Radio Boston.